This magnificent lidded ivory salt cellar was carved by a Sapi sculptor from what is now Sierra Leone. The one on the raised block was made by a Bini artist from the Kingdom of Benin in present-day Nigeria. During the 1400s, Portuguese explorers and merchants on the coast of West Africa zealously developed and expanded maritime trade routes. They supplied Western Europe with exotic luxury goods such as spices and ivory. In the process, they realized the high level of skill and artistry of local sculptors. They commissioned objects such as these finely carved receptacles to bring back as gifts for the European nobility who were their patrons. The vessels fuse elements of European decoration with indigenous African forms. Look at the Sapi piece from Sierra Leone. The upper half includes European decorative elements such as roses and an acorn. Below the cup are four delicate snakes that twist around and drape themselves off the spiraling whorl of ivory. Sapi mythology includes snake spirits called Ninengane. In Sapi belief, these spirits have brightly colored scales and long straight hair. It's possible that in this case, they could serve as metaphors for the Portuguese with their long flowing hair and unusual attire. The Ninengane are also alleged to have a special relationship to iron, a material used extensively by the Portuguese. If captured, the Ninengane were said to provide their owners with immense riches. The Portuguese demand for ivory and spices brought great wealth to this region of Africa.